CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The Chinese State Council said on Wednesday that it would step up efforts to expand employment. In a statement, Premier Li Keqiang said China should encourage entrepreneurship and innovation to create jobs and help key groups such as college graduates find employment opportunities. At the meeting, the State Council also decided to establish more pilot zones for cross-border e-commerce in cities with development potential. China already has 13 pilot zones for cross-border e-commerce in cities, including Hangzhou, Shanghai, and Tianjin, where new models for technical standards, business procedures, and regulations are implemented. According to the Ministry of Commerce, in 2016, the total trade volume via cross-border e-commerce in the 13 pilot zones more than doubled year-on-year to reach nearly $25 billion. Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli and his Russian counterpart, Arkady Dvorkovich, agreed to expand energy cooperation between the two countries. Zhang and Dvorkovich made the remarks when co-chairing the 14th annual meeting of the China-Russia Energy Cooperation Committee. Zhang said the energy cooperation between the two countries had a steady development, and Russia has become the biggest exporter of crude oil and electric power to China. He said both sides had jointly promoted projects, including the East Route Gas Pipeline Project and the Yamal Liquefied Natural Gas Project. Dvorkovich said Russia is willing to work with China to push cooperation in energy and other areas to yield more results in bilateral trade and investment. During the meeting, the two sides agreed to promote major strategic cooperation programs in the energy sector, accelerate energy equipment cooperation, and enhance standard docking in energy cooperation. Rescuers in Mexico are working against time to save people trapped in the earthquake debris. Buildings collapsed in Morelos State, including the town hall and the local church near the quake's epicenter. Many people spent Tuesday night on the streets next to homes that were severely damaged or flattened outright. Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang on Wednesday confirmed that several Chinese people were trapped and one was injured in the earthquake zone in Mexico. 225 people have been confirmed dead so far in the disaster. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto decreed 3 days of national mourning on Wednesday for the victims. Hurricane Maria has weakened slightly to Category 3 after crashing across the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Governor Ricardo Rossello said Maria has severely damaged local infrastructure, with authorities confirming that all of Puerto Rico has lost power. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm has started to move away from Puerto Rico as its center moves offshore off the island's northwest coast. Little change in strength is forecast over the next 48 hours. Local officials say it could take up to 6 months until electricity is restored throughout the entire island of Puerto Rico. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas on Wednesday called for an end to what he called the apartheid that Israel had imposed on the Palestinians. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, Abbas warned that the new U.S.-led drive for peace talk resumption must not abandon the two-state solution. Abbas told the Assembly that the international community must do for the Palestinians what was achieved for South Africa. Abbas slammed Israel over the construction of new settlements, saying they were putting the two-state solution in jeopardy. The UN considers Israeli settlements illegal under international law and has repeatedly called for a halt to their expansion on land earmarked to be part of a future Palestinian state. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has made a decision over the fate of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Trump has made the statement while talking to reporters on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. However, he has declined to share more details. Trump had said earlier that he would announce a decision next month. Under U.S. law, the State Department is required to recertify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal in the U.S. Congress every 90 days. So far, the Trump administration has recertified Iran's compliance with the deal twice, and the next deadline for recertification is October 15th. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.